Well, greetings to you once again in Jesus' name, the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I'm very grateful that you call in and take time out of your day so that you can go through some of the scriptures that each of these different brothers presents to you on a daily basis. And it is a pleasure to be able to read God's Word and to share it. And I would encourage you to share it with others as well, just somebody in your life that might be encouraged, because God's Word does inspire us and give us hope. And when we share that with others, that's a blessing as well. And so I hope that God gives you opportunity also to share some of the things that you hear on these messages throughout the days and years as you have to call in and get a blessing from God's Word. I would like to go back just a little bit to a subject that we had touched on earlier, and that is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I feel like the Lord has, in my preparation time for studying for today's message, was just showing me something here about the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the significance that brings to Christians here in this world. And I know that we all believe in the resurrection of Jesus, but I just didn't focus on it as much as I should, because it is quite a unique situation that God did for us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And as I say, I know it's a familiar story, but I just want to read a few passages here. I've been reading in 1 Peter, and I was just, I was a little amazed at Peter's attitude here towards the resurrection. It was a blessing to me. I hope it'll be a blessing to you. But I'd like to read a couple of different places here in 1 Peter. I'm going to start in chapter 1, and I'm going to read verses 3 through 5. And he says here, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith, unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." You see, he's saying here that we have been blessed by our Father in heaven, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that blessing is His abundant mercy, that mercy that He hath begotten us again unto a lively hope, and that lively hope is by or because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And again, I know this is very familiar, but he's just really coming in here strong and saying it's because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ that we have this hope, that we have a lively hope because of that. Jesus is not dead, but he's raised from the dead. He's risen, and death can no more have any power over him. So he just underscores here why we have this blessing is because of that. I'm going to skip here down to verse 18. I'll read through 21 here. And it says, this first chapter still, it says, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God." tapping again on this same thing, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and how that God has raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that our faith and our hope might be in God because of that resurrection. It's there. He's reminding us that. Now I'm going to skip to chapter 3, and I encourage you, as always, go back and read through. I welcome you to do that. I know God will speak to you as you read through 1 Peter. You'll pick up some things here that will bless you, I'm sure. But I'm going to skip over to chapter 3, and I'll start reading in verse 12, and I'll just keep reading to about 21 through 21. Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may be, by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors, as unto them that were sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, or for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it, if when ye are buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if when ye do well, and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow in his steps. And this also alludes to the cross, which we can hardly think about the cross without knowing that Jesus went all the way there. He suffered and he died, but he didn't stay there. He was raised from the dead. And God has called us, he's let us know that we will also suffer with him if we want to walk in the steps of Jesus. It is a privilege for us, and yet our flesh sometimes might tremble because we don't like persecution. We don't like it when we have affliction and suffering for Christ. But we can face those things knowing that our Lord went there first. He did this ahead of us, and he went before us. Not only that, but he suffered and died, but he was resurrected. You know, we have this hope too, that in that great and final day, God is going to resurrect us. If we're still alive and remain when he comes back, well, then we won't suffer and taste death, but we don't know when that's going to be. Most likely you and I will get to the grave, but we have hope on the other side of the grave, that God will resurrect us as well because we have Jesus Christ who has conquered death and hell and the grave. That's good news. I hope that's an inspiration to you today, and may God bless you as you ponder these things.